You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM Breakfast and we've got Brinley Stent in the studio. Morena, Brinley, how are you?
Morena, I'm really well, thank you.
It's great to have you up here and very exciting because you've been nominated for the Billy T Award 2020.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Alongside a great crew of other comedians, we've got James Musterpick, Josh Davies, Lana Walters, and Ray O'Leary as well. Good bunch of contemporaries of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge, stiff competition. Gonna knock those chumps out.
Playing dirty. Yeah. Hey, what is the Billy T Awards if people aren't familiar at home?
Sure. So the Billy T Award is named after Billy T. James, one of our most famous and prolific comedians. And it's basically a award. There are two awards in the comedy festival every year. One is the Fred Award, named after Fred Dagg, which is just best show, mm-hmm. best performer kind of thing. The Billy T. James Award is for the best up-and-coming comedian. So not necessarily like a newcomer, like their first show, but it's someone who's on the rise.
And how do you kind of get nominated for that? Because you've obviously been on television a lot. Mm. People will know you from Funny Girls, Jono and Ben. What's the new one? Is it Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, that's yes, that one. The mouthful
that's
one.
It's very cool. I can remember if it was Are You or Have You.
Yeah.
So people will know you from the TV maybe. They might also know you from the theatre. What kind of do you get nominated for? Is it for a mix of those things or is it for just kind of comedy shows that you've done?
So for this particular one, it is more focused on comedy. I don't think they would take much theatre or stuff into consideration because it is more lenient towards like getting you in like lineup shows, mm-hmm. And more so towards stand up. However, yep. that doesn't mean that you have to be a stand up to be a nominee. It just means that your material has to sort of fit into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least kind of like be able to sneak into that.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, you've just been doing a fantastic run of Filthy Little Goblin at the Basement Theatre. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yes, sure thing. So it was my 2019 Comedy Fest show. And it was the first time that I'd ever done just pure sketch comedy, which is sort of my new shtick because I hate stand up. Like yep. when I say I'm a comedian, people are like, "Oh, tell us a joke," and I'm like, "No, I can't. I literally can't.
Really
I
cannot do that.
I can play something out for you or play some characters." But yeah, I was really struggling with finding like my voice in stand up. I was really hating it, and I was like, "Why am I doing this show or these shows if I hate stand up?" And so I tried doing sketch a go, almost like Saturday Night Live without any other people on stage.
So sketch is like kind of putting on a mini tiny play almost for like a couple of minutes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And some of them range from just like, here's one joke and then move on to the next thing. And some of them are like, you know, 10 minutes long.
Yeah. And it is just you on the stage.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary.
But also very cool too.
I've got all the power. I interact with a lot of like fake voices and pre-recorded stuff and the audience as well.
So the image that has been sort of, I guess the promo for this has got some fantastic teeth going on and some fantastic kind of elf ears. Filthy Little Goblin as well. It's got quite a flavour to it. What is the kind of thing? Absurdity? Is that the sort of underpinning?
It is. Yeah, I've got like, I naturally have a very dark sense of humour and I love really weird things. Like I love skeletons and I don't know, dark things. Yeah. And so when I was brainstorming a title, I was like, well, it's just a bunch of sketches. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything. So I just was like, what's naughty and gross and kind of... It was originally like a different F for the first thing. It was Little Goblin. Yeah,
Beep
Little Goblin. But marketing that is very hard because Facebook and stuff won't let you put the F word
in your campaigns. Yeah. I think Filthy's almost more descriptive in its own way as well. It's got like a kind of
Filthy's really like a
grotty word.
Yeah.
It's great. You're taking this down to Christchurch.
I am, yeah. I'm bringing it down as part of the Little Andromeda festival, I guess you'd call it, down there, which has been going for, I think, a good couple of weeks now. I'll be there on the 14th of November with that. And my other show, X's, which I do with my ex-boyfriend, Elaine Mathewson, who's also a comedian. It's a show all about our relationship.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's going to be great, I'm sure. And that's happening down in the Little Andromeda
as well. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, it's very exciting, I guess, this kind of nomination period as well. How does it work if people want to come and watch the show? Can they head along and see you all do your thing? Do you battle it out against each other? Do you do a sketch, or how does it go?
Yeah, so we have our first sort of big public one is the Billy T Jams, which is coming up in February, where we all do a chunk of material, and it's hosted by Cutter Forrester, who was the winner from this year. And so it's just a good opportunity for you to come and see us without having to go and see each individual show.
Yeah,
so I think we do about 15 minutes each or something. And it's just a nice little Whitaker's sampler if you just want to see everyone. And then also the cool thing is that you can come to that and then you can choose which show you might want to come
see
the whole hour for. And then, yeah, we do our hours in the comedy festival each, and then the judges come and watch those. And
awesome.
Yeah, they announce the winner at Sky City.
Blimey.
Yeah,
smoked out.
Show, yeah.
Well, it's very exciting. I believe tickets are on sale.
I think you can get
them.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. From comedyfestival.co.nz. And they're the early bird ones. So I feel like get them now.
Oh, yeah, get them now while they're cheap.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Brinley, for coming and chatting to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck.
thank you.
And also have fun in Christchurch as well.
I will.
With Filthy Little Goblin. It's going to be great.
Thanks so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.